Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber, obviously, here with Vaughn Morris, Boys and Girls Club. And Chamber's website is DurangoBusiness.org and Boys and Girls Club,
BGCLaPlata.org.
Or Boys and Girls Club, LaPlata.org. Exactly. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, you know, almost as busy as you. You have a huge event, Forever Young, all 80s prom coming up.
That's right.
Yep. So what's the scoop?
Friday, September 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Doubletree Hotel.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go back to the future.
So looking at this, how'd you come up with this theme? Because you've been doing this 11 years.
Yeah, this is going to be our 11th birthday bash. We celebrate the birth of the club, which occurred in, you know, September of 2007.
Uh-huh.
And for years, we were using the nautical nine and just trying to rhyme. And
you
want to
do thank Kevin for 11? Or
yeah, you know, it started getting tougher and tougher. So we said, we know how Durango loves to dress up. Costumes are strictly optional.
Sure.
You don't have to dress up. It's right after work. We understand if you're not wearing.
But wear something.
If you can. You know, but again, if you're not into, ripped acid wash jeans and mullets, then you may just have to come wearing what you wore to work that day.
Your mullet looks really good.
Yeah. Looked at a lot of different options and, you know, who doesn't like, a nice prom theme.
So what time does this all kick off at the Doubletree?
We start at 5:30 and then we go until 7:30 again. It's a nice window of time. You can come.
Yeah.
$20 tickets. So super affordable ticket. You know, we'll have heavy appetizers. We have donations from the Strader, from Sunny Side. So we try to do kind of the birthday food choices, but with flair, like fine sausage from Sunnyside wrapped up as a pig in a blanket. You know,
nice.
We do have gluten, vegetarian options, gluten free
veggies.
You know, to make sure that there's something there for everyone. And if you don't get your fill, obviously a Friday night in Durango, there's plenty of dinner opportunities as well.
Well, I'm from 5:30 to 7:30. Come right after work, like you say, enjoy the prom, and
then
I heard you can even lobby and bribe to be king and queen.
That is correct. You know, if you always wanted to live that out, and for just some strange reason people didn't recognize the king and queen that you were, you can purchase opportunities to be named king and queen during the event.
Okay,
we'll be using the digital app crowdfund or one of those. I can't remember exactly which one it is.
But people
exactly. You text your dollars, you text your votes, buy your way into king and queen. We have a sash, we have a crown, we have a little special gift for everyone.
Cool.
So
again, if you want tickets, it's only $20, and you get those.
You can come to the club. It's 2750 Main Avenue, right next door to the Durango Recreation Center.
Okay.
You can go online, which again is bgclaplata.org. You can call 970-375-0010 and talk to Catherine Frouchy, who's our director of development. She can also get you some tickets. So plenty of opportunities, and you'll see the kind of tall, skinny posters out and about.
Right. Now, also you can buy them at the door, but it's $25
Correct.
At the door.
Yeah, at the door it's $25 instead of $20. Still a very reasonable ticket price, to have a really good time.
And now you're doing something different too. There's not a silent auction or live auction, but you can buy raffle tickets. So now if it's a raffle, but buy tickets and put your vote in to win.
Correct. So, you know, there's anytime you go to a fundraiser here, there's generally a silent auction, if not a live auction. So we kind of spin it a little bit. We have six different presents, aka prize packages, that people can purchase an opportunity for. One for $20, six for $100, and then you can place your ticket in whichever, you know, prize you feel you want the most, or you can spread it around to all six.
And you've got some cool themes. I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we tried to stick with the 80s theme. So one of them is Miracle on Ice. So that's tickets to the Avs, you know, lodging at the Doubletree in Denver, a gas card to get you up there.
Yeah.
And you also get the Miracle DVD. So we're also partnering the DVD.
I actually cry when I watch that.
I know. I mean, it's awesome.
It is.
You know? Do you believe in miracles? and, you know, the idea is, again, to keep it 80s themed.
Yeah.
We have one for a Disney family vacation where you get four park hopper passes, two nights in Anaheim, a gift basket that will be Disney themed, in a gas card, and you get the movie Family Vacation. It's not Wally World, it's Disneyland,
but it's even better.
Yeah, so, you know, nothing to be proud of, Russ. So that's pretty cool. We have a football package, All the Right Moves, Tom Cruise movie, Empire Bulldogs. That's tickets to the Broncos. Again, another night stay with breakfast at a Doubletree in Denver. And then also the Yeti cooler, which is pretty cool. Nice.
Those things are sweet.
They are. They're amazing. Funny Farm package. So you get some meats and wines and cheeses from James Ranch, and you also get a couple bottles of wine and a cutting board, so that's a good one if you're into that. And then finally we have the Girls Just Want to Have Fun package, which includes an American Girl doll, spa treatment at the Woodhouse, some jewelry, a gift certificate to the concert hall, and then a lunch or dinner at Ken and Sue's.
How about a Cyndi Lauper outfit?
Oh, no, but you do get that movie. So if you're one of the tens of people that saw that gem, you can now own it.
You get, you know, I did actually the other day. I watched, I couldn't sleep, and so I watched the MTV Behind the Music Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting story.
It is. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
it's amazing what she did.
She overcame a lot of stuff. But
how she became there. And so if you want all this, you can go on the 21st.
Correct.
And this is at the Doubletree.
Correct.
From 5:30 to 7:30, the Forever Young All 80s Prom, or an 80s Prom.
Yeah, it's an 80s prom, and we have, like we've done it, many birthday bashes in the past, we always do the, you know, worldwide premiere of the music video that involves the kids.
Very cool.
It's a little cornucopia of 80 tunes, and it's pretty good.
Well, you know, I went to prom in 81 and 82, and, you know, Fort Lewis from 82 to 87. So this is my era. I have no excuse to not be able to enjoy the music.
Exactly. Some people may still be trying to forget it, but you know, we had really good time introducing a whole, you know, another decade to the kids.
Right. Well, I'm sure that the kids are like, well, my parents listened to that song. Is that Def Leppard or whatever it might be?
Oh, yeah.
You know? Now, all the money raised goes to help the Boys and Girls Club. And you guys do some incredible things. So I hear it's $15 a year.
That's right. So the membership fee to the Boys and Girls Club is $15. And it's intentionally kept low so that all kids can afford to belong. There'll never be a financial burden, you know, or an obstacle for a kid to participate. And so in order to do that, obviously, we have to rely on events like this, you know, contributions from the community and just, you know, a lot of grassroots support.
And then also, you can put this on without sponsors, so I'm going to give you a free plug here, opportunity to give a shout out, because without their support, you couldn't put this on and keep prices low, not only for the kids at Boys and Girls Club, but also the ticket prices to come in.
That's right. You know, the sponsors cover the cost of all of the food, the venue, all those things, so that the money we generate the night of goes directly back to helping kids, you know, achieve academically, make good choices when they're faced with tough decisions, and lead a healthy lifestyle. And we have a lot of the traditional sponsors that have been with us for a while. We have some newcomers. We have Tito's Handmade Vodka, please drink responsibly, GARS, ImageNet Consulting, Goff Engineering, LPA, Horizon Environmental Services, Purgatory, Levitt Group, Doubletree, obviously the Railroad, Drango, Silverton Narrow Gauge, Veritas Homes, Jane's Builders, J-Bo's, Alpine Lumber, and Durango Kids Pediatric Dentistry. So lots of folks pitching in to make for a really nice evening of fun and frolic.
Well, and just and this is open. You don't have to be my age. Anybody can come to this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, it is a 21 and older event because there is, you know, the libations are available for those that choose. And, you know, we have alcohol-free, you know, options as well. But it's the photo booth will be there, you know, with some dress-up things. So, yeah, so you can come in. That's kind of the souvenir we promise everyone, you know, as you can
take
a
prom photo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we're working diligently to have some dress-up options there. So if you forget it, or you really are longing for another, you know, powder blue leisure suit or, you know, a giant hairdo, which I can really use these days.
Yeah, well.
It'll be there for you.
Yours is easier to comb.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about wind.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, mine looks like the toupee's flopping up, you know.
Sun's a killer. Sun's a killer, though.
I actually saw some pictures of going through my mom's stuff, you know, passed away a while back, but we found old photo albums, and you talk about hilarious. I could look in there and find the big collared shirts, and all that.
Butterfly collar, sure.
Exactly.
Bell bottoms, so
So this, good again, times. Is happening when?
It will be Friday, September 21st from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Doubletree.
Okay. Now, at the Boys and Girls Club, you mentioned, you know, no kids turned away. What age category can come to the Boys and Girls Club?
So our service age is 6 to 18, but the vast majority of the kids are 9 to 14.
Okay.
That is the kids that we focus on, you know, kids that are going home, you know, after school to an unsupervised situation or, you know, kind of out there on the river trail.
Yeah.
We have one of our strategic plans is a recommit or increase services to tweens and teens.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing Wild Fridays, you know, a couple times a month. That's an evening event at the club from 6 to 9 that's free to all middle school members, and entered into a partnership with Durango 9R to run some programs and do some things at Big Picture High School. So we're really trying to get in, you know, in that middle school and in high school age group where, you know, kids are facing a lot of different challenges and you know, some additional supports are always beneficial.
Well, and I think it's just, you know, kind of even just having a mentor, you know, because my parents, when I was a teenager, you know, they weren't that smart. And
that's what we all say about our parents, for
sure. And I got older, they got smarter,
I know,
you know.
It's amazing how that works.
And so with the Boys and Girls Club, you guys are able to connect with the kids.
Totally. I mean, the whole idea is, you know, a safe environment with supportive relationships where kids are recognized. You know, I mean, it's the things that we all crave.
Right.
You know, and being able to be a sounding board, to be a support to kids, generally, you know, reiterating messages from their parents or their caregivers, mm-hmm. but in a way that's less judgmental, because we never want to listen to our parents, you know, tell us what to do. So really trying to help them navigate and know that, you know, you can fall down 100 times and somebody will be there to pick you up 101.
Right.
You know, it's okay to mess up. We all do.
Well, I have to tell you, when I go and attend the breakfast or lunch that you guys host every year, I am so amazed, not only by the speaker. You have an incredible speaker, one of the kids that gets up there, and I'm always blown away. But then just the kids around the table and just learning manners and how to interact, and they're always so, so friendly and dialed in.
For sure. You know, you're trying to give them those experiences that they can carry on for the rest of their life and expose them to things that maybe they wouldn't otherwise even take a chance on, because you just never know until you try something. And it's interesting you say about the manners, because, you know, the traditional open the door, yes ma'am, no ma'am, you know, yes sir, that kind of stuff is drifting away, and we're making a concerted effort. But I sat so many times in tables, you know, round tables, like a Rotary meeting or a dinner, and you know how your plate's in front and then the drinks, people can never really, they're like, which one is mine? And
the
B and the D, if your left hand is a B, that's, you know, that's your bread, and your D is your drink. So you can find them. And, you know, I learned that taking some kids through an etiquette class at a Boys and Girls Club. It's just amazing.
Well, and it's nice, too, that they get in that environment and then they become a little more comfortable, like you said, in speaking to adults.
Totally.
And articulating.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, you know. I mean, kids are generally, you know, intimidated. And the other thing is, they don't talk much anymore.
They text.
Exactly. And Snapchat and those kinds of things. So, you know, getting kids, you know, out of that, you know, just, it's not, they're not really hiding
zone.
From it. But, you know, just saying, hey, you're going to have to be able to talk to people, you know, at some point and look them in the eye.
Look and up and
exactly,
look in the eye. Yeah, absolutely.
And be able to articulate, you know, what you're trying to ask or what you're asking for, or, you know, those kinds of things is super important.
Now, how many kids do you guys serve?
So we serve a little over 1,000 kids a year. About 600 of those are registered members. And then our average daily attendance in the after-school program is usually 90 to 100. And then we get up to about 150 in the summer.
Wow.
Yeah, so lots of kids.
You're busy.
It is busy.
And if somebody wants to contribute, they can attend the Forever Young on the night at the prom or whatever, in 5:30 or 7:30. There's that. But then also you can go to the website one more time and donate.
Go to bgclaplata.org. And right at the top is a donate button. You just click on it. You can make a one-time gift. You can sign up for a monthly gift, like what you do, Jack.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, I think the monthly gift, it serves a lot of different roles. One is, you don't have to write a big check. You can kind of spread
it out.
Spread the opportunity or the pain, however you look at that, over the course of the year. You get a Club Blue newsletter, which keeps you in the loop as to, you know, how we're investing your money back into the kids, which I think is important for us organizationally. You know, it gives us a more consistent cash flow, and we have the ability to project and ensure, you know, that, you know, we're sustainable and that we have the money we need to help kids succeed.
Well, I have to say thank you so much for what you do, because you are making a difference in many, many, many kids' lives, and I'm sure you've seen some now that have graduated come back. And I just want to thank you, because you guys do an incredible job over at the Boys and Girls Club. One more time, your website?
bgclaplata.org.
All right. Thanks for coming in. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.